Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm flying solo today because Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow, we look forward to that. But today you only have me. Well, no. I have you, because you're going to show up strong like you always do. And this is your show, a safe platform for all of us to come together and share our lived experiences, our understanding of things, our questions, our comments, the wisdom that we can share. And we kind of introduce the topic, we ask the question, and you respond so brilliantly as you always do. Here is the number, 833-288-3986. We have something a little special planned today. Actually, I think it's very, very special. And it's very interesting, kind of God's timing on this and very providential. So we knew Ace McKay, our producer, and I knew yesterday that Jerry had a traveling glitch and he wasn't going to be on the show today. So we thought, wow, okay, so we'll continue on and do the topic. And the topic is, how confident are you in God's mercy? We're talking mercy today. That's the question that I'm asking. How confident are you in God's mercy? And then I got to thinking, wow, this is interesting, because we're seeing a lot on social media all about this new Padre Pio film. And I thought, you know, we need to have somebody on that we absolutely listen to and respect. And so midway during this episode, we've got a special treat planned for our Take Two family. Doug Keck is going to be joining us. And that's exciting. He's the president of EWTN. And I very much look up to Doug. He is just an amazing individual with a deep understanding of where everything is in the church and where we're headed. And it's very important. So you got to stay tuned in the entire hour. But we're talking mercy today. And all over social media, people are saying, well, wow, the one good thing that came out of this film was a big dose of mercy towards that lead actor, Shia LaBeouf, right? Because he lived a very troubled life, had a lot of legal problems and problems in relationships and character issues, right? But God just heaped upon him this huge amount of mercy through this film, which bears the name of such a great saint, Padre Pio. But there's a lot of problems with this film. So we're going to talk about it, but let's talk about mercy. How confident are you in God's mercy? We can talk about Saint Faustina and the Divine Mercy messages. I'm going to share a little bit from her diary, but I really want to hear from you. We know that we serve a God of mercy and a God of justice. How do you view that? Do you feel God's mercy? Do you accept God's mercy? Do you understand God's mercy? Are you afraid of God? Or do you lovingly, fall into God's arms because you just know he's a God of love and mercy? So we really want to hear from you. We've got Ace McKay at the controls. He's monitoring there. We've got Matt Gabinski. He's answering phones. And we've got Jeff Burson absolutely managing social media on YouTube and Facebook. So I'm waving to you. I'm solo today all by myself unless you join me. So please call in right now. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to be on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We always say that. Jerry will be back tomorrow. He's probably listening. So Jerry, if you're traveling home to California, hope you really get a lot out of this show and pray that our Take Two family shows up very strong for this mercy topic today. Very important. Ace McKay, our producer, is doing just an amazing job on social media, and he is getting the word out that we've got some upcoming events. We've got a pilgrimage plan this fall for the Ark in Kentucky. It's called Covenant Creation Stand Tall Pilgrimage. That's coming up. So Ace will be posting on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So it, please like us there. We want to grow the family there. Just look for Jerry and Debbie on Facebook. Also, we've got a group coaching for couples on communication coming up later this month, and the details will be out probably by Monday. We're only taking 30 folks, 30 spots, because we want to make sure we can work with everybody. So it's very exciting. We got a lot of things planned, but you got to find us on our website, take2show.com, or our ministry, standtalltoday.com, or Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, so I did all the housekeeping. You know where to find us. You know how to stay connected, and that's wonderful. But right now, I really need you to weigh in on this question. How confident are you in God's mercy? And we got an email from our friend Jonathan, and Jonathan said, I think I'm confident in God's mercy by praying the divine mercy. It's a great prayer since Saint Faustina started it all. Jonathan, I couldn't agree more. That is amazing. I agree with you. Divine mercy absolutely is a spiritual game changer. It really gets you to understand God's mercy in a much different way than we've ever learned in religious education or even sometimes our own experience, right? The thank goodness for the private revelation of Saint Faustina, because it really opened our eyes to the depth of God's mercy. Thank you, Jonathan, for weighing in. Now, where are you? I need to hear from you. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. It's how confident are you in God's mercy? I say this every single show. And those of you that listen every day, you're like, why does she say that over and over again? Because we have brand new listeners each and every time we do this live broadcast. So you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you just tripped onto this station and just you're listening to this program and you're thinking, this is interesting. I wonder if I can weigh in on it. Yes, you're part of the Take Two family. We love to hear from you. 833-288-3986 and talk about God's love and mercy. How confident are you in God's mercy? That's the question that I'm asking today. Jerry will be back tomorrow, but I need to hear from you. Doug Keck, our president of EWTN, will be joining us in about 20 minutes. So you got to stay tuned in. We'll be talking about Padre Pio film. And that's very important because a lot of people are interested in the film and wanting to go see the film. So we want to really have a well-rounded discussion on that. But let's really focus in on God's mercy today, and let's really try to change the world with this broadcast. Okay, let's go big. Let's go big, because God's mercy is big. 833-288-3986. I really need you to join me today as we discuss God's love and mercy and how confident you feel in receiving God's mercy. So there is an open phone line for you. So if you feel the nudge in your spirit, now's the time to absolutely pick up the phone. Wait a minute. You don't need to pick up the phone. The cell phone's probably in your hand. So just start dialing 833-288-3986. And I understand that Doug Keck is in the studio getting his probably headset on and getting making sure his levels are perfect. So we'll go to Marie in Michigan first on Good Shepherd Radio, and then hopefully we'll get Doug Keck on. So this will be wonderful. Hello, Marie. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you very much, Debbie. It's the first time I've listened to your program. I usually listen to the program early. Mm-hmm. I'm here listening to God's mercy, and I have a question. I have an acquaintance that is considering going into a transition. He was born a man, and as a boy, felt he was a girl. From the time he was around 4 or 5 years old, he felt that way. And he just recently decided that at the age of early 20s, he just can't live that way anymore and wants to transition. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't want to do anything as far as surgery, but he has started doing things as far as taking medication. I think he's seeing a doctor that is prescribing different medications. Mm-hmm. My question is, God, you know, has created him as one sex. And will God have mercy on this child, who I still call child, someone in their early 20s? Will they, I'm sure God will have mercy on them, but I still have a little bit of a doubt on this.
And Marie, I couldn't quite hear you. It skipped out just a bit. This is your son you're talking about, correct?
No. It's not my son, but it's someone he knows.
Okay, got it.
It's almost like a son. I mean,
gotcha. Okay, I didn't quite catch it. Okay, I got it. So let me just share a couple things. First of all, I've been in religious education for over 30 years now. I do have a graduate degree in theology, but I will tell you, I mean, I'm not clergy, I'm not a priest, not a deacon, I'm not a religious sister. But I spent most of my adult life in religious education teaching folks in formation. So let me just share this, Marie. God, our God sees everything, okay? He sees everything all in one instant. And he sees this young man, this 25-year-old young man. He sees what's going on in his life. He understands how his brain is made up. He understands his circumstances. Maybe he has had some experience as a child and it traumatized him. Whatever this 25-year-old has been through that's got him in a position where it's his perception that he feels that he is a girl. Okay. And so when you talk about God's mercy, it is so far beyond us of comprehension, Marie, because we see things so concretely here, right? But our God sees the bigger picture. So our job is to speak the truth, live the truth, and pray the truth. Okay, that's our job. And why do we know that? Because God loves cooperation. He loves for us to participate. He doesn't need us to participate. He can do everything by himself, but he wants us. And so what I would do is have confidence that God sees and knows everything. And because you love this young man, you know, pray. That I would pray to the Blessed Mother. I would pray to all the angels and saints to really help this young man come to a realization of whose he is, and be comfortable in that. Because clearly there are other factors that come into play when somebody does question their own gender. Is that resonating with you? Because that's how I deal with it.
Well, I do, but I mean, I hate to get too involved with this gentleman because it's hard to approach mm-hmm. people that feel this way. And I heard the program being about God's mercy and was just curious about how this would play out.
Sure.
And I believe that God is merciful, very merciful. But in this mm-hmm. instance, I had more questions.
Sure. Well, and you know, sometimes we can just pray from the outside, right? We don't have to get involved in somebody else's journey. Okay, so the prayers are very, very effective, Marie, and I just want you to take confidence in that. So, I mean, that's basically how I handle situations like this. I will tell you, I have a couple friends who either have transitioned or are thinking about transitioning, and my heart breaks for them because you can tell there are many levels of things they're dealing with, past experience, brain health issues, all sorts of things. And so we really do need to pray and pray that God gives an abundant dose of mercy for people that are really struggling. Okay, Marie?
Well, I appreciate that, Debbie, you also have been around people that are going through this. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Okay, so Doug Keck has been sitting and waiting patiently. He's all ready to go. He's in studio at EWTN. So hello, Doug. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for asking me, Debbie. I'm happy I was able to stop by.
Well, we were talking, it's kind of interesting, Doug, because the question we're asking our Take Two family is, how confident are you in God's mercy? And I started off the beginning of the show sharing about how all over social media, there's this understanding that this new Padre Pio film is, you know, has many problems with the production of this and the storyline and everything that's connected with this Padre Pio film. But out of it, apparently a conversion from the actor Shia LaBeouf has come out of this, and people are saying, wow, that is a big, healthy dose of mercy, because this young actor has had a very troubled life, and he's still in legal battles and all sorts of things. But God showed his mercy through this, let's face it, a terrible film. But anyway, Doug, any comments on that? Because you're seeing it from the bigger picture of EWTN and what's being broadcasted on television and radio.
Right, absolutely. Of course, Divine Mercy is number one here at EWTN. Mother was probably one of the first people to promote it here in the United States, let alone around the globe. And I think in this particular case, I think the focus most of the programs and interviews over the past year or so when this film was acknowledged to be coming out of kind of focused on the fact, oh, there's a movie on Padre Pio. That's interesting. It's getting some amount of support from the religious order. That's interesting. Then the story came out about Shia LaBeouf and how it's impacted his life, and he's in RCIA and becoming Catholic, and you know, so people say, "Wow!" As you said, Debbie, here's someone who's coming out of the Hollywood mindset, basically the maelstrom that is Hollywood, with all of the temptations and problems. Obviously, ones from what we can tell have had some negative impacts on him, and that it's almost like a resurrection experience, and all of us can see God's mercy working on a daily basis in his life as he's moving in the right direction. And I think that's something that attracts us all and makes us excited to talk about and promote. The issue is sometimes with these things is in promoting those particular things, there's an impression that a particular movie or something is being promoted as well. And obviously, we always promote Padre Pio, but we also have to make sure that when people are aware of particular, especially secular productions, I mean, sometimes people, they're used to hearing EWTN radio, or they're used to watching things on EWTN, and they're thinking they're going to see a movie like, one of our Padre Pio films. We have several of them over the years. We even have a library of some of Padre Pio's original films that were done, that were given to us years ago, given to Mother Angelica. We have. So people expect to see that, and then they walk into some movie theater, and they're seeing a secular perspective which has some maybe window dressing of Padre Pio. Maybe it's more than that. I haven't seen the film, so I have to be careful about what I say. But even in if you look at any of the articles I know that CNA or the Register have done, you know, it was clear to everybody, at least in reading it, that if you read the article, you would see that it was a movie that was rated R with explicit violence and language, and that there's a lot of other issues that are explored and maybe exploited in the program, besides, you know, Padre Pio getting the stigmata, you know, or elevate, or, you know, him in ecstasy during the mass, which is kind of what we all kind of think we're going to see. So I think it's one of these kinds of things where you really have to think long and hard about whether this, as a movie, as an adult, as we used to say, Catholic with reservations, meaning somebody who has some understanding of the faith is not going to be negatively impacted by something, that whether this is something they would want to even expose themselves to, because there's nudity in it, there's things in it that obviously would be considered sacrilegious, so you need to go in with your eyes open. And certainly I think at this point now there's enough knowledge about the film that certainly nobody should bring anybody who's a child or anywhere near, even a teenager probably, into this situation without some serious thought about it. And again, that's why it's rated R, and especially people need to understand these days, what used to be rated R today is what used to be rated X like 30 years ago.
That's
so
right. That's right.
So this is something, and it's not the kind of thing where you're watching it at home and it's edited for TV, or you can stop it on your DVR and get up and walk out or go past it. You're being inculcated with it. So you have to be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Doug, you said you haven't seen the film yet, but I have to tell you, your detail of the film is spot on. My husband and I saw the film, and we were horrified. I mean, we were appalled, horrified, traumatized, shocked, and I'm not joking. It clearly, in my humble opinion, it was the worst film I've ever seen. Cinematography-wise, the storyline was disjointed. The whole thing was a mess. And the interesting thing about it that really got me so upset was exactly what you just said in your last statement here, is that we have to be very careful. It's an R-rated film. There were a dozen children in the movie theater, Doug, a dozen little kids. And that's the part that got me so upset, because I was like, they're going to forever have these images in their minds, which weren't even really part of, I mean, it's kind of a stretch of how they took this storyline of Padre Pio. And this is the memory they're going to have of this great saint who had so many spiritual gifts. So it's problematic on so many levels. And I loved what you said, Doug, and we so much follow what you say and respect what you say. And I think it's so important that we as Catholics, what do you say to this? We as Catholics need to do our research first before we go. And just because a saint's name is on the picture, and just blindly kind of go into the theater, we really should do our research first and make sure it's a safe film.
Right. And as you know, we have over the years, there's been different movies that have come out at different times on saints, St. Augustine or other particular films where people would say, oh, gee, how come you're not airing this movie? And we're like, well, because the material, there's some material in there that we find problematic. Now, is there a problem with somebody buying a DVD and watching it at home if they choose to? No, as long as they understand, or going to a movie theater and understanding this might be a little different. But we look at it from an EWTN perspective that we're in your home. We're in your living room. You trust us. Mm-hmm. And many people leave EWTN on 24/7, basically, or pretty close to it. And we don't want to assault anybody. And so we're very, very careful. And even we run into issues sometimes where we will do a version that's edited. So because we think the overall production is really good and there's good lessons and it's a top flight movie. And then somebody gets the DVD and there's some other segments in it that they didn't see. And so where are that too? So we're trying to walk that line of making sure people are get to see these things. At the same time, people need to understand there's a difference in a sense between, you know, Father Mitch's EWTN live show and the world over. Or, you know, EWTN In Depth. Those are news programs. So this movie is a news story. It clearly is a Catholic news story. There's a movie being made about Padre Pio, and there's a famous star who's in a conversion. So regardless of the film itself and the merits of it, it definitely warrants being talked about because of the nature of that particular thing. And, I haven't seen a particular, I've seen somebody, most of the reviews or anything I've even seen, at least related to EWTN, CNA or the Register, really didn't go deeply into the film itself and certainly was not, what I could see, at least the couple that I saw, making recommendations that one should go see it. There may maybe have been an opportunity for people to be warned again at the bottom of the article to say, by the way, just a reminder to you that you may think of twice about this before you go running out the door, and certainly don't bring your kids.
Right.
We're all trying to do the best we can. We always have to, we rely on God's mercy too when we make mistakes or we misinterpret things. And we just all pray that the best comes out of this and that the good parts, the idea that Padre Pio, his name is out there, that more people are going to go on the web and go on and find out more about this great saint.
Absolutely. His beautiful long story, 81 years. Doug Keck, president of EWTN, thank you so much for making time for us today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'll be right back. Wow, that was a special treat here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We had Doug Keck with us, the president of EWTN, giving us some really just, I thought, amazing words of wisdom and understanding that we all need to hear. And that's what's the beauty of EWTN. I absolutely loved everything he said. And I just want to make one more comment before we go to Marilyn. Marilyn, hang on. Don't go anywhere because you're going to get our virtual patience award today. EWTN News email. Through redemptive Catholic journalism, EWTN News helps advance the gospel and teachings of the church. Get your trusted Catholic news in your email inbox. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. One last thing I just wanted to say, thank you again, Doug, if you're still listening, for jumping into the studio and sharing with all of us. I just want to say one thing about the conversion of the actor Shia LaBeouf. All I can say about this from a religious education standpoint is that instead of us going out there and making it like this big neon sign that a conversion took place, what we really need to do is step back and pray for this to unfold in his heart and in his soul, because it doesn't do him any good if we raise it up so fast and high. If God forbid anything happens, it causes scandal for everyone involved. And so it's so important. And I think it was Johnette Williams who said it early on, a couple months ago. She said, our job is to like pray and step back and let it unfold. And I believe it was Johnette Williams. She always says such great things. But yes, we need to just really kind of go back and go into prayer rather than going out on social media and promoting a lot of things that we don't really know the full story of. So I just wanted to say that. And then one last thing, Doug mentioned EWTN has great resources about Padre Pio. If it has sparked an interest in you, go learn the real story and go look up the real EWTN presentations and movies and books and everything on Padre Pio, because you will learn so very much about this great saint. Okay, Marilyn gets our virtual patience award. It's going to Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Marilyn. Thank you for waiting.
Blessings, Debbie. Good to speak with you. I feel like I have received a lot of mercy from God. I don't have any problems health-wise or any other way, but I think that when sorrow comes into our lives, when somebody else is suffering, or you have a loss of someone that you really love, and they're taken from you in this world, and you have confidence there with the Lord, but still, the pain is still there. So Jesus does show us his mercy. And I feel like sometimes, even simple things like if you've ever had a traffic ticket and you ask the court for mercy, the judge grants the mercy and dismisses the case, mm-hmm. all is forgiven. Mm-hmm. And God also shows us his mercy in the confessional in the same way. All is forgiven. When we ask God to forgive us, he grants us that mercy. And he shows us, that mm-hmm. that love that he has for us. And I also come to realize that Jesus says in the Bible that he comes to save us and show us the way to the Father. And Jesus also prayed. He prayed for everyone. He prayed for the sick. He called out to the Father. And he also said, pray for one another. And he prayed for Peter, that Peter would strengthen his brothers. And God gives us the grace. He gives us the grace to pray for one another. And I feel that that's an act of mercy when we pray for one another mm-hmm. and we don't give in and we don't give up. No matter they say, oh, that person will never change, or that person, he's not a religious person and doesn't go to church. You never stop praying, never, even mm-hmm. because Jesus never stops praying. And he shows us that God hears us in mm-hmm. his own way, and God comes to us in prayer. We're talking to the Lord in mm-hmm. prayer, and the Blessed Mother is always with us to strengthen us as well, because she says, do whatever Jesus tells you, and do what he does. Do what he does. Right. That's how I feel. When we pray for one another, that is an act of mercy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was sharing that at the beginning of the show. We talked about it with our first caller, Marie. And now, Marilyn, you are affirming that. I mean, prayer is powerful. Sometimes we are so quick, wouldn't you say this, Marilyn? We're so quick to possibly go out there and speak about something or say that we are an authority on something or we know this to be true. We're better off if we step back and just pray. Let God do his work. Let him show up magnificently with mercy, with grace, and also with justice, because justice, you know, gets people to a better place, right? So, because the ultimate goal is for all of us to be in union with God. And Marilyn, the older I get, tell me if you feel this way. The older I get, the more I realize I'm going into a more contemplative place where I understand why cloistered nuns and religious, you know, go away from the world and stay in prayer. I get it now. What do you say to that, Marilyn?
Yes, and I feel that everything and anything we do could be a prayer of action, even simply turning on the light switch, washing your hands and offering as a prayer for someone suffering who you don't know. It might be your neighbor.
That's right.
Be someone across the world who doesn't have the ability to turn on a light switch. So you offer those, Lord, this is a prayer, you know, for my brother who's suffering. And that's just something that God hears and he receives. And he grants it. We don't know when, but I'm sure he knows, and that's how loving our God is. He
yes.
shows mercy to each and every one of us, even when we feel like we've been, you know, abandoned by him. He felt that way too. Mm-hmm. So we have to be strengthened by the Lord and all the suffering that he suffered for each and every soul, because we are more precious than gold. Gold can't love us back. We can love gold, it can't love us back. And Jesus came to save souls. And so he wants us to know that we're more precious than anything in this world mm-hmm. to him. And that's how we should feel for one another. We're all God's children and in his image and likeness. So we have mm-hmm. to just love each other, even from a distance. It's okay.
Right.
As long as we
right.
pray for one another, God will do the rest, like you say.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Marilyn, you are such a beautiful soul. I have to tell you, when you first started off, you kind of eased into it, into the rhythm, and then you picked up, you know, this passion and energy. I loved it. Marilyn, you're amazing. Are you in ministry? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay, you should be. You should be. I think you're fabulous. So, but God bless you. Think about it. If a ministry opportunity comes your way, call us again. Definitely. Thank you, Marilyn. That was a great call. Okay, let's hear what Mary. Oh, you know what? You can jump in. Marilyn just freed up a phone line. If you'd like to talk about God's mercy, the divine mercy messages, St. Faustina, we just got this sent in from Mineral, Texas, the small town in Texas. Mineral, Texas says, mercy is his. Justice is his. Glory is his. Wow. The preferred pronoun is his. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Weighing in from Texas. Now let's go to, let me give you the number. 833-288-3986. If you'd like to jump in and share about God's mercy, God's love, God's justice. Do you feel confident in God's mercy? Are you receiving God's mercy? Do you understand God's mercy? Or are you always focused on the justice side? Or maybe, you know, you're always focused on the mercy side and you need to realize that, you know, God's justice arm is there as well, which requires us to do our very best, our very best. 833-288-3986. Let's hear what Marianne has to say in Alabama on the EWTN app. Hello, Marianne. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. You sound great. Well, a couple of thoughts. Yes, he's a God of justice and mercy, and I totally, you know, Jesus, we trust in you, but I think on the other end of the spectrum, it's like I have a son who occasionally falls back into the trap of beating himself up emotionally because he lost his two children, not by death, but by separation, divorce, and he's got on drugs now. He's a godly man. He's phenomenal. He's just paying it forward. He's wonderful, and still the boys can't forgive him. But I think when you, and I talk to him a lot, he talks to me because I have a past as well with marriages and all this stuff. It almost becomes like pride if you can't forgive yourself. And I said to him, when Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, you have to trust Jesus that he forgets, he forgives, and that's it. And I think there's a lack of trust sometimes with all of us that we just forget. You know, we need to really believe what Jesus says and go forward, even if we can't forgive ourselves. We must, or else we hurt Jesus. And totally, what will we do without divine mercy? I mean, it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's one more thought. Does Father Ripperger or Father Rossetti, one of them said, and boy, does it help me, and I tell so many people, three of the worst demons, woulda, coulda, shoulda. If you think about it, right? It's like, yes, we would have, could have, should have, but we didn't. So you can't change it. So just move on with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, Marianne, before I let you go, hold on one second. I want to read to you and all of our listeners today a passage from St. Faustina's diary. It's actually on page 148, entry 327. And this is where St. Faustina, and she writes in the diary, Jesus, I'm offering people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces to the fountain of mercy. That vessel is this image with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. So I have a suggestion, Marianne, based on this entry and the others that I won't have time to read today. Can you get an image of divine mercy, have it blessed, get it to your son, and ask him to put it in a place where he can look at it several times a day to remind him, Jesus, I trust in you, so that he can build his confidence and trust. You are spot on, okay? Because what happens is we start to get into this place of, I'm so unworthy, I messed up, God's never going to forgive me, he's not going to forget, see, I'm suffering the consequences of this. And if he can turn that around and offer up the suffering that he is feeling right now for any past sins of his family, for himself, for generations, whatever, okay, it's going to benefit his whole entire family, maybe not on this side of the veil, but for all of eternity. If you could get him to shift a little bit, Marianne, and the only reason I say this is because I have a little bit of a similar situation that I had years ago, similar to what your son is dealing with. So I understand that. I had a really wonderful priest and spiritual director kind of get me to shift a little bit, and I was able to see a whole new direction. Okay.
Oh, we are a big Divine Mercy family, praise God. And I live with my son and his second beautiful, phenomenal wife. She's also learning the faith, and they're on a great journey. So we have little pictures in the window. We have a big picture in the front door of Divine Mercy. And, yes, thank you so much.
Perfect.
Yes, but I will remind him to look at it and really listen to what Jesus is telling him. You know, I forgive you, go on, because he's doing a great job paying it forward and, you know, talking to the youth, don't do what I did, this is what I did. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. And I'll be praying for your son as well. I put you all in the book, just to let you know.
His name is Jude, so you can put Jude and Shannon. They're wonderful. I'd love them in the book. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you, Marianne. Beautiful call. Okay, we're going to go to Karina. And Karina is a first-time listener. Wow, thank you. We had, I think, two today. First-time listener driving through Ohio on Annunciation Radio. Hello, Karina. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just driving through and heard the name Jesus. And I thought, oh, well, let me stop and listen for a little bit. And then you started speaking on Shia LaBeouf and his conversion, and I thought, oh, I have to call in. Like, I feel tugging on my heart to call in and ask questions. But
go right
ahead. I have been, for about 15 years now, been considered a Baptist, and I gave my life to Christ. And so I know that world of Christianity very well. And all of a sudden, I had some a spiritual, very spiritual thing happen actually last night, and it was coming to me towards Catholicism. I thought, Lord, I don't know this. I don't know anything about this. And so it was just funny that I ran across the station, and it was talking about conversion. I thought, oh, I'm going to call in and say, where do I begin? Because I'm just so, you know, like I know a little bit about faith in this. I've given my life to Christ, but it seems like a different world. You know, I'm not sure what to do or where to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I love your call. This is amazing. This is like a miracle that we're experiencing right now through your call, Karina. So I just want to say thank you to you for saying yes to the Holy Spirit and call and feeling comfortable enough and trusting us enough to call in. So here's a couple things I want to offer you to see if you're interested. Now, I know you're driving, so you're probably going to have to listen to this broadcast when you get to your destination, because I don't, or unless you can pull over safely to the side of the road and write this down. But I'd love for you to email me take2@ewtn.com. take2@ewtn.com. And why do I say that? Because you're in Ohio. I'd love to put you in touch with some of the stations there, the Catholic radio stations there that can provide for you the wonderful programming and resources for you to be like a sponge and just absorb everything you can absorb to make sure you're in the right path and direction into Holy Mother Church. Okay, so that's number one. I'd love to just give you those resources. It's going to be kind of hard to give them to you on the radio because we don't have a lot of time. The second thing I would say is the messages of our great saints about mercy and love and justice. We learn so much from the Catholic saints. We learn so much, Karina. And that's what I was quoting from the diary of Saint Faustina, a great saint who received messages from Jesus himself. That's why if you go into a Catholic church, you will see the image of the Divine Mercy with the rays, the red and white rays coming from Jesus. Okay? That his love and mercy messages are really transformative. But I will tell you that I would just for where you're at, because you're trying to discern, you know, where do I go from here? I would love for you to get connected with a parish community that can just help you explore. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. Nobody's going to pressure you, but just to explore, because you're in the most beautiful time right now, Karina, right now, to be receiving the abundant graces and blessings. It's unbelievable, the place you're at right now, because God is just showering you with all sorts of people and resources and things and even divine messages like this, calling into this program. I'm getting very emotional, as you can tell. That's why I'm stumbling over my words, because where you're at right now is a blessed place, and I want you to have a ton of spiritual support around you. Are you open to any of that?
Absolutely. I need it badly, because I feel like there's a little bit of a mind block there, mm-hmm. because I've had so many years pushed into me that the saints are idols and I'm not supposed to do. And it's just been drilled into me, because I truly so wholeheartedly jumped in the church with both feet and wanted Jesus so badly. And I accepted every single thing that church mm-hmm. taught me. Mm-hmm. So, you know what, there is a little bit of a block there. I'm like, I'm kind of weary. I don't know if I should do that, because I've always been taught only pray to Jesus, only, right. You know. So right. It's scary for me. It's scary for me.
Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you that feeling of kind of that block that you said, I think it was beautiful how you said it, because that's exactly what other people coming into the church feel. That where you're at right now, I can just assure you of this. And here's the first thing I would say. Go to the website CatholicsComeHome.org. CatholicsComeHome.org, and look at the resources right there, Karina, and look at the testimonies there. You will see that other people coming into the church from backgrounds just like yourself felt this exact same thing. And when they were able to burst through that, there was an abundance of grace and blessings. I mean, I'm talking so much, it's like a full faucet of it. So, Karina, we would feel so honored if you would email us, take2@ewtn.com, and I will personally get back in touch with you. I promise you that. I just love you for calling. I love you that you are trusting us. And I just want to see where the good Lord takes this. What do you say?
I surely will. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Debbie. It's Debbie Giorgiani. I'm one of the hosts. Jerry Usher is the other host, but he's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. But my name is Debbie Giorgiani, and the email is take2@ewtn.com.
I did write that down. I got it, and I'm looking forward. Debbie, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. This is God. I'm telling you, this is God, and we already have a confirmation coming in via messages saying God is working very fast. And Karina, it's a beautiful call. Really, you'll see. And this is wonderful. So we'll be in touch. Thank you, Karina. Drive safely now. Wow. That was amazing. That was amazing. I just wish Jerry was here so we could have shared that together and talked about it. So hopefully he's listening. Let me share real quickly before we go to Tom and see if Karina, if you're still listening, we have Take Two families already praying all around you. I love this. This is amazing. EWTN Live with Father Mitch Pacwa, Wednesday night, 8 Eastern time on EWTN TV and radio. Father Mitch Pacwa, Father Mitch is the author and apologist. Oh, no. I'm sorry. He is an author and an apologist. He does everything. He's a great theologian. Father Mitch is welcoming Carlo Broussard to discuss the new relativism hiding behind today's woke moralists and how to replace their pseudo commandments with God's directives that lead us into a life and world of moral and intellectual objective truth. Carlo Broussard is amazing. He is a great author and apologist, and I love his book on purgatory. So keep that in mind too. But Father Mitch Pacwa is going to be welcoming him on EWTN Live. That's Wednesday night, 8 Eastern time. Okay, Tom, you are going to finish this amazing special broadcast here on Take Two from Rochester, Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Didn't you love that? I don't know if you heard Karina's call, but I'm just floating. I'm so happy.
Yeah, no, I was driving and I just heard that you mentioned something about St. Faustina, and I thought I'd just make this comment that here in Rochester, Minnesota, at the Church of the Resurrection, we've got a perpetual adoration chapel that we've done for the last 22 years, and it's a Divine Mercy chapel. Where we have a relic of St. Faustina. And I just delivered $500 worth of St. Faustina diaries to the church, and we're making them available for free or a donation if they want to. But mm-hmm. We've got a special little bookcase we put in the chapel with St. Faustina diaries. And the thing is that, you know, people come and they pray to Jesus. And, you know, some people look at the relic, which is in the chapel. But, you know, we thought, well, maybe they should be able to take something of St. Faustina home with them, and what better than the diary? So mm-hmm. It's just going to be beautiful to be able to offer that mm-hmm. to people that want that.
Tom, I just want to say this. Thank you for being part of that and making it available for the parishioners where you live in Rochester, Minnesota. I will tell you that the diary of St. Faustina absolutely changed my spiritual life. And I thank so very much. I've thanked him many times. I'll keep thanking him till the day I take my last breath. Is Rick Paolini, the business manager of the Station of the Cross in Buffalo, New York. Rick Paolini is a big devotee of Divine Mercy. He has a radio show. He loves St. Faustina, loves all the messages. And when he speaks about it and he lives it, I was absolutely drawn into it. And I got the diary, very big, you know, 1,000-page diary. And Tom, it has changed my life. So thank you for doing that and making it available and being part of the team to make that available for your parishioners. God bless you, Tom.
Yes, thank you. And you know, the big thing about that is any page you go to in that diary, St. Faustina is talking to Jesus, which is just absolutely amazing.
Yes, so,
I encourage all your listeners, pick up a copy.
Absolutely. And you can get it at EWTNRC.com. So it's just wonderful. Thank you, Tom. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Wow. What a great edition of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I feel bad that Jerry missed it today, but he'll be back tomorrow. So tomorrow's show, speaking of that, is what do you love about your life today? What do you love about your life today? I stumbled on that because I'm thinking, boy, life's a little crazy right now. So what do you love about your life today? That's tomorrow's topic on Take Two. We want to thank again Doug Keck, president of EWTN, who came into the studio to be with all of us today. Our producer, Ace McKay, does a fabulous job. Matt Gabinski was on the calls, and Jeff Burson monitoring social media. What a great show, team. And to the Take Two family, you guys are awesome. So until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We're going to ask St. Joseph, please pray for all of us.